Shop the Sherwin-Williams 4th of July sale and get 30% off paints and stains June 26th through July 6th. Whether you're refreshing your interior or exterior, we've got the colors to bring your vision to life. And with delivery, getting everything to your door is easier than ever. Shop online to have it delivered or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only, some exclusions apply. See store for details. Delivery available on qualifying orders.
Hello, my loves. Welcome to A Motherkind Moment on a Monday. This is your place for connection, perspective, and wisdom on a Monday before the crazy week ahead. Today's moment is with one of my personal mentors, Sonia Choquette. She is an unbelievable spiritual guide. And in this short clip, you are going to hear her coach me through a real challenge that I was facing. She encourages me to connect with my intuition, to shortcut fear, and to get that clarity that I so needed. So if you are feeling overwhelmed, confused, you have a decision and you don't know which way to go, this might just change the course of your week, month, maybe even year. Here it is.
The other important thing to do with your kids is we've been trained, and this is changing, thank goodness, that unless our logic can justify something, it's not real. Now, that is changing, but still to this day, I have clients who say, I don't know why, but I feel, and I say, you do know why. It is your intuition. That is why. We don't need a logical reason. So with my kids, what I did with them, same was what my mom raised me, is if they ever had what I called an uncomfortable vibe, a bad vibe, they didn't feel good, they did not have to explain it.
Yeah.
All they had to do was come squeeze my hand. Two squeezes, we're out. Two squeezes. They do it to this day. And that says, I will validate your experience. Because intuition is not a gift. It is an ability to tune into frequency. And we all have that. And children have it naturally. They are conditioned out of it.
When do they get conditioned out of it?
When they start school. Well, first it depends. The first conditioning will be you, the mother. If you're tuning out, they're going to trust you because they're inherently connected to you. So if you're not listening to the frequency, they'll feel the frequency, but they'll check with you. So the first thing to do is you start paying attention to frequency and give yourself permission to say, I don't need a reason. If I'm feeling something, it's something.
How does someone who wants that so much, that ability, I mean, it's just the best superpower in the world,
it
right?
Is.
Of when you can be like, I need to explain it, but that's not right for me. But if I think about me, it's like, I used to have that very strongly. I did lots of Kundalini yoga. And
right.
Over 10 years that I've been raising the girls, I've sort of lost that a little bit. And I find myself going, isn't it? How do I read?
Because you're looking up here.
Okay.
So you do that.
I need to stop thinking.
You do the two slides in two breaths in a slide. Mm-hmm. Then you put your hand literally, one hand on belly, one hand on chest. And you say, my spirit says. So let's try that right now.
Yeah.
Do you have a challenge in your life that gets you spinning in your head? A legitimate challenge.
Yeah,
anything. It doesn't have to even be a big deal.
Yeah, work stuff.
Okay.
Yeah.
So it's another tool I want to share with you, and it's a really good one. What scrambles our eggs as far as getting our intuition clear is fear. So here's a good tool. You don't have to get over fear. You just have to acknowledge it because it's hiding fear that disconnects you. So here's the tool. I have work stuff. Anything specific you wanted to narrow into just for the sake of this tool?
Yeah, a decision about whether to launch a certain product or not.
Okay, very good. Okay, so just follow along with me, but you can do this on your own. I'm afraid of, answer out loud.
Failing.
And I'm afraid of?
Getting it wrong.
And I'm afraid of?
Looking stupid.
Take a breath. What are you looking at? Look at something right in front of you and name it.
I'm looking at the camera.
Okay, smile. I'm afraid of. And my spirit says, hand on heart. And my spirit says,
go for it.
Yeah. That feel true?
Yeah, it does actually.
Your face changed. Your whole face lit up. That's how you know intuition is speaking, because it's an energy burst. You feel it?
Yeah.
Your body feel it?
That was like 3 seconds.
That's what I teach, because it's natural. I'm just reconnecting you to an inner capacity to tune into frequency that informs you accurately. Go for it.
Phenomenal.
Go for it. And you know, if it's really intuition, your body lights up.
Yeah, you can see that in friends. I say that to friends.
Yeah.
You just changed. You just lit up.
And the change is this. Your heart opened, the energy floods, there's light in your face, in your smile, and your aura. You literally light up, and it's visible. Again, I want to say, intuition is not a gift for certain people. It is the ability, the natural ability, to tune into frequency, which informs you. We all inherently are hardwired to do that. We've been conditioned out, but the world now is insisting we do this, like we tune these back in.
It must be so validating for you. Do you feel that way?
I feel like I've been patient and
yes,
I'm so excited.
I'm 50 three
years.
Decades.
But I am excited because, well, one of the obvious things is AI. Okay, AI is replacing a lot of things, but this intuition is the one thing it cannot replace, because it cannot sense energy. And it is the most empowering skill for humans to develop right now, because it picks up energy in present time, in motion now. The energy is creating going forward. Any data or any AI is a mirror of what was behind us.
Yes.
So that's where it drops the ball. So it can inform us and organize us, but it cannot tune in and direct us in a creative, energetic way going forward.
What a fascinating time we're in.
I love it. I've been waiting for this, because where I used to be dismissed as woo-woo is now, wait a minute.
Those chief execs are going to be calling
they
you.
They do. Huh? They do. I am now teaching, in fact, one of the biggest chief execs is the man who's in charge of NVIDIA.
Yeah.
His name, he just said, when he was asked, what's the most important, who's the smartest person in the room? That was the question.
I saw this
and he
on
said,
Instagram.
Yes, he said, it's not data. It's the person who can read the energy and see around the corners. That's our intuition. And we all have it. It's been my mission to teach this, but for children especially, they have it naturally. We need to preserve it primarily by our own modeling.
One thing that I have done is I've always validated how they felt. So if my little girls come to me and said, this hasn't felt right, I've never been that parent that's gone, don't be silly.
You've just given her the power of trusting herself for life.
Oh, I hope so.
It's the best thing you can do as a parent is to give them the superpower of following, first validating, and then listening to that inner compass. Because it is picking up on something real. It's just not third dimension. Good job.
Let's hope.
No hope. She's already there. Just watch her. You can tell kids are trusting their vibes if they're spontaneous. If they express themselves without shutting down and they're spontaneous and they're aligned, they're in their flow, they feel at ease and they feel supported. And if something starts to shut down, notice this as a parent. If something is not right, don't confront them, because they might be a little unclear about what's not right. They may not have the language, for example. But you just kind of have story time and unwind time and ask them how things are and invite them at the end of the day to share their inner world. And they will. They will. And they'll share with you if they feel safe and unjudged, and don't jump on it to fix it. But to say, one of the things I've taught my daughters and now my granddaughters is there's always a solution, and it's our creative game to find one. And so it keeps them in creative mind instead of all or nothing, right or wrong.
That was the episode. I hoped you loved it. If you did, please make sure you subscribe, and I will see you next time.